Welcome to the Fleet and Family podcast series, where we take small parts of some of our classes and make them available in 5 minutes or less. In this podcast, we're going to be talking about time management. These are important tips no matter what you do with your time. So the first and most common question is, what is effective time management? So it is effectively organizing and dividing your time between activities. This allows you to work smarter so that you get more done in a day, and it leads to lower stress and higher rates of productivity. Some of the benefits of effective time management are things like improved productivity and efficiency, a positive professional reputation, less stress, increased opportunities, and a greater ability to achieve important life and career goals. One of the important things to remember about time management is you need to have self-management. Things like finding motivation, not allowing yourself on fun electronics, controlling the ooh shiny reflex, and that's where things get you distracted really quickly. Daydreaming, especially about future tasks, what you're going to have for a meal. Try to control your sleeping pattern if possible. 7 to 10 hours of sleep a night. If that's not possible, maybe breaking it into a true circadian rhythm and using only 4 hours of sleep at a time. Try to remember to take a 5-minute break once every 2 hours. You don't want to do it too often, but every 2 hours, get up and move around. And remember to have healthy eating habits. This not only fuels your body, but it helps fuel your brain as well. Some of the tips for effective time management: don't schedule more than 50% of your day. It can be hard and you don't leave room for error. Factor in extra time, things like computer issues or travel if that's part of your day. Try to create a schedule for larger projects and work in small increments until you get it done. Purge, delete, or throw out any unnecessary emails. And try to focus on your productivity with prime time. Prime time is the time of the day when you have the most energy and you feel the most focused. Try to say no if you can't do something. If you do not have the time, you shouldn't try to take on an obligation. If possible, delegate tasks. Swap schedules and tasks when delegation is not feasible. And know what your time wasters are. You want to find ways to counteract them so that you're the most productive. It doesn't matter what your role is. Maybe you're a spouse, a parent, an employee, a coach, a volunteer, a student, a community member, a sibling, a teacher, or a role model. Time management is important for everyone and everything. That is an overview of our time management class. Thank you for joining me in Fleet and Family in our podcast series.